So here's what the Illuminati system's doing. And it's real. And what I'm getting ready to tell you, you might not believe it, but oh, it's real. It's real, people. So, from a child, they're seeing who are the pure hearts and who are the evil hearts, right? And so the evil hearts tie in with the secret societies, right? And so the pure hearts who do not tie into the secret societies, they're out there by themselves, because usually they are born into a family of Freemasons or Jesuits or whatever. So this secret society knows that if the pure hearts, when they get saved, they all tie together, they're gonna do a lot of damage to the devil's system, right? They're actually gonna win some souls as a team. And so what happens is the pure hearts, they isolate and they put you in situations to where you think, oh, this person's your friend, or this person's your spouse, or this person's your the one you're supposed to be with, or whatever. The reason they isolate you is because they want you to not know what's real. In other words, they don't want you to have communion with another pure heart, because if you have communion with another pure heart, you won't know any difference. I mean, if you have communion with a pure heart, the game is broke. So they don't want you to be around another pure heart, because they want you isolated, so you won't know the difference. That you won't know that there's normal people out there, that there's pure hearts out there. Now, they're going to set up a system of fake pure hearts. That's what the New Age system is. The New Age actually goes back to the Nazi. Well, we love the Wells. It's set up. The New Age was set up by the Jesuits, just like the Pentecostal Church set up by the Jesuits. All the religions are set up by the Jesuits. It's a system to keep you from finding the other pure hearts, the other born again, the other pure souls. They want to isolate you and get you tied to narcissists, psychopaths, sociopaths, the goats, that you don't know what's real and what's not real. I had the opportunity, by the grace of God, to talk to some pure hearts from online. I wanted to figure out what this place was about. I wanted to figure this place out. And there's a lot of fakers. There's a lot of false brethren. They want to come in and steal out your liberty that's in Christ. They want to bring you into bondage. They want to isolate you so you can't set other captives free, and you're not free in fellowship with the true ones. I'm trying to use terminology that's not too strong, because I know I can talk some strong talk if I want to. So I'm trying to be really considerate. But I'm telling you, the whole game is to isolate the ones who are called by God to be pulled out of Babylon, and they don't want you to know that you're normal and everything else is abnormal. They want you to think you're abnormal and the system's normal, when it's totally upside down. The pyramid's upside down. Everything that they're doing is upside down. I promise you, the New Age movement is a Nazi derivative. It's all Nazi. You're not going to be anything special without Jesus. Period. Okay? I just said it. Anything that leaves out Jesus is a false paradigm. It's a fake reality. It's a fake spirituality. And they're trying to isolate you and tie you into these fakers who are actors. They're actors. They're not real. They're actors. They lead you down a primrose path to hell, is what it comes down to. And they want to isolate you from the true truth speakers, the true truthers, Because they know if you hear the truth, you get a sane, stable, sound mind. They want you to think that your mind is normal when it's not rightly dividing the truth. In other words, they don't care how many rabbit holes you go down. It's just as long as you don't run to Jesus and hear some biblical truth that's the sound doctrine. And I'm not talking about extremes. I'm not talking about emotionalism and traditionalism and legalism. I'm talking about just faith alone in Jesus alone. And therein learn the truth. It's so, the simplicity that's in Christ is so simple. Why do the churches make it complicated? Because they want you to be confused. The 501(c) system is part of it. It's part of it. You better not miss a day of church or your kid's going to get run over. You better not do this. You touch not, taste not, handle not. Don't look, don't do this. Don't say this. Don't. They don't want you to be real. They want you to be fake. They want to steal your soul, steal your authenticity. They want to steal who you really are and try to put you in some kind of cube box. And that's why people rebel. That's why the pure hearts rebel. And some of them go to the dark side, but they're really just they don't really know what they don't know what to. Look, they got hurt in the church, so they go to the dark, the occult. But they don't belong there. They don't even belong there. Because the people in the occult are not the pure hearts, the leaders. And so they go join the cult, and they get hurt in the occult. They got hurt in the church, and then they go to the occult, and they get hurt there. And they end up, so they actually want you to kill yourself. They want you to be homeless. They want you to be non-productive so that they can mock Jesus. They know you don't belong there. The 501(c) system knows that you don't belong there. The occult know that you don't belong there. And so you're trying to find some place to belong. Until you wake up and say, "Huh, I don't need a box to belong in. I don't need a system. Jesus is my identity." I'm going to make this short and sweet because I got to go get me something to eat. But I want you to know that this thing is real. The Illuminati system is real. It's actually the magician priest class, and they watch you. Why do you think they record your baptism? Why do they take you when you're a child and take your DNA and take your blood and take... Why do you think they're trying to learn everything about you? The psychologist thing is to see which side you're really on. Why are you registering with the school system and going through all their indoctrination? It's to see who are they're watching you. To see who are the ones that are really called and the ones who are not called, aka the goats. They know who the sheep and the goats are because the sheep don't want to do wrong. The goats love doing wrong. They live for that. It's a system, and it's so hard to believe when you wake up to it that even hearing me now, you will deny it. Most people will deny what I just said.